I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States issues new sanctions and visa restrictions as Sudan's conflict approaches the six-month mark. Sudan now has the most internally displaced people in the world. Members of the diaspora tell a believer we'll call John.
I don't know if I ever want to go back, because there's nothing in Sudan now that we can ever put our trust in.
Yet hope remains. Sudanese Christians are delivering relief aid. The gospel accompanies every food distribution and trauma counseling session. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
God wants us to be burdened, not the burden that crushes, but he wants us to be concerned in our hearts about the things and the people and the realities in our world that burden his heart. And we have to want to know those things, as unpleasant as they are. So I would encourage listeners to just listen to your program. You can pray every day.
And a new proposed law in China bans clothing that hurts the nation's feelings. This has led to concerns that it'll be used to restrict free speech. The law says it forbids clothing and symbols that damage the spirit of the Chinese nation or that hurt the feelings of the Chinese people. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China.
What concerns me is how that will be potentially detrimental if everything moves forward to ministry. And if we can ban it on a shirt, then we can ban it in a book, and we can ban it from a pulpit or in a conversation on the street.
The unknown leaves Christians wondering if their few current freedoms are dwindling. The lack of clarity in the language and the absence of examples leaves room for interpretation, which further complicates the issue. Pray that this law would not be passed and that the gospel would continue to advance in China despite opposition. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org.